I was born in Cape Town, South Africa, in a part of the city which no longer exists called District 6. District 6 was evacuated and bulldozed down by the apartheid state because it had the homes of some 180,000 non-white residents of the city. These residents were moved out of the center city to an area called the Cape Flats. So I had my schooling at Zonnebloem Boys School, which was an English boys school set up by the Anglican Church, and I did my high school at Harold Cressy High. Following that, I went on to study fine art and graphic design at the Michaela School of Fine Art at the University of Cape Town. And I graduated from the University of Cape Town in 1968. And then I did an additional 2 years of free graphic art. And then at the end of that, I won a DAAD scholarship to Germany, a Deutsche Akademische Austauschdienst scholarship, and that took me to the city of Hamburg in Germany in 1970, in the summer of 1970. So I came from a very working class background, with a rich cultural mix of all sorts of religions, all sorts of people, all sorts of professions. And there was a great community spirit in District 6, and I attended a children's art center, one of the few children's art centers in South Africa at the time, which was located at St. Philip's School, and then later on located in Woodstock on its own premises. And I went to the Children's Art Center from the age of 3 until I left when I was 22 years old. So my art experiences start at a very early age, and it has been of great benefit that I began my interest in art at such an early age. My parents and grandparents were not really interested in the visual arts. I had an uncle who was interested in photography, but that was about all. My studies at the University of Cape Town at the Michaela School was a very rare experience for a so-called non-white artist, or black artist, as these terms were applied, and I graduated as only the second black student of the Michaelis School of Fine Art. And I, as I said, I went on to study in Germany, which was at that point also quite a rare experience, as there were not many South Africans who were going abroad to Germany to study. I set up my first professional studio in Hamburg, where I made mostly silkscreen prints, editioning these myself and working with a print workshop called Boer and Gutscher. And out of that experience came my first exhibition at the ICA in London, Institute of Contemporary Art in London on the Mall, and I had a solo exhibition there in 1976. Through this exhibition, I met a number of involved and engaged activists and politically motivated artists such as Rashid Arain and the art critic Guy Brett, and the performance artist David Medalla. I also worked with the Tomler's Square Print Cooperative a few years later when I came to live in the UK in the early 80s. In 1980, I joined the Edward Tota Gallery, and that forced me to leave Germany, leave Hamburg, and come and live in the UK. But I came to live not in London. I lived in the English countryside in a little village called Christian Malford, in Chippenham, close to Chippenham in North Wiltshire.